Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 After. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. Very excited about having Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara is an original member, a founding member of our Brain Trust. And she's been with us over 13 years as a member of our Brain Trust. She's a tax attorney. She's the preeminent small business tax expert on the planet. Her books, the J.K. Lasser series, Small Business Taxes 2011, and also Tax Deductions for Your Small Business, and now in the fourth edition, maybe, I mean, that's just the one I have, and maybe a new one out by now, and so many others that she's written that have helped so many small business owners. Barbara Weltman, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And recently received the recognition as one of the top 100 small business influencers in the world.
Yeah, that was really fun. We had a wonderful dinner last week, and got to meet a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, good for you. That's great. Barbara, talk to us about some of the things that we've got coming up here. We got October 15th is coming up in about 3 weeks or so, and that's when we're going to have to. We should have already filed our corporate tax from the extension, and now the personal tax extension is running out on October 15th, right?
That's correct, and you can't get an additional extension, so
this is
be
it.
Sure to file.
Yeah. So your corporate, your LLC, or your, of course, on September 15th, it was really just subchapter S and C corps, right?
No, it was also partnerships and LLCs.
Okay,
remember,
all right.
They changed all the businesses, the trusts, and everything.
They moved all that to get it all together. That's right. The LLCs and partnerships in September, and then of course because of the nature of the LLC partnership and sub S corps. Those are not tax-paying entities. They're tax-filing entities, but not tax-paying entities. The whatever the bottom line was on that return flows right over to your personal return, which is due in October.
That's correct. And they just moved everything up to give individuals more time to prepare their return.
Right.
Get
all the K-1s and everything.
Exactly.
And so so that's due October 15th. And what about what are some things that we can do between now and then to make a difference, Barbara, influence the return?
Well, one of the things is if you're a self-employed person, you're a sole proprietor.
Non-incorporated.
Believe it or not, it's not too late, and you have an extension till October. It's actually 17th this year. You can still set up and fund a SEP if you were profitable last year in 2010.
Right.
So you can still save for your retirement, cut your taxes, all those good things.
But only if you're not incorporated.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
And by the way, you mentioned the 15th, the 17th. The 15th is on a Saturday. So you actually have
extra.
An extra whole day, right? I mean, extra 3 days, because you got till midnight on the 17th. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct.
So you got a little extra time this time, folks. Take advantage of it, but don't wait too long. There's an old joke about a woman who shows up at the post office and asks the postman behind the counter, is it too late to get my tax return in? And he said, oh, no, you have to midnight. It was on the 15th, you know. He said, oh, no, you have to midnight. She said, okay, where are the forms?
It's a good joke.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, most people file electronically these days,
right,
and don't file a paper return, so they have really, literally, just in their houses can wait and file.
Right, right. And there's a lot of technology these days to help people do that, isn't there? I mean, I don't want to do mine. I haven't done mine in 30 years probably, but because I hate it. I mean, I literally hate it, but there is technology. There are programs out there that if you don't have too complicated, that you can do it yourself, right?
Well, that's true. There are programs that will walk you through and ask you the right questions and help you prepare the return.
Anyone you recommend?
Of course, if you're a business owner, it is a little more complicated. I don't want to minimize the complication. And in fact, most small business owners, more than 80%, 80 to 90% use paid preparers.
Yeah, this is the best. If you got a real business, the best investment you can make is with a CPA, as far as I'm concerned. What do you think?
Well, I totally agree.
Or an enrolled agent. They're good, too.
Any tax pro, because the law keeps changing, you don't want to miss out on opportunities.
Absolutely.
It all comes down to that.
Hold on to that thought, Barbara. We've got to take a quick break. BarbaraWeltman.com is her website. You can find her books and all the things she does there. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.